Manny killed Dontre Hamilton during an altercation in a downtown Milwaukee park last April. It appears Manny won't face criminal charges, but he was fired last fall for violating police rules on doing a pat-down search and not waiting for backup before engaging with Hamilton. Attorney Mark Thompson is representing Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn during opening arguments last night in Manny's appeals hearing. Thompson said the evidence will show Manny thought Hamilton was homeless, but did not have reason to frisk the unarmed, mentally ill man.
He was essentially profiling all homeless persons or persons with mental illness as dangerous. Essentially, you will hear where he will say, generally, we know that homeless folks have knives. Generally, homeless folks may have a weapon.
Thompson later played audio of Manny speaking in August to police department investigators about interacting with Hamilton. On the recording, Manny said he thought he saw bulges in Hamilton's pockets.
And usually they can keep knives there or all of their paperwork, driver's license, things like that. But either way, I wasn't even that far into it at this point. At this point, I just had somebody who was acting very strange, and I wanted to get to know his name, and I wanted to call him.
Manny's attorney, Jonathan Cermelli, said in his opening statement that his client had plenty of reasonable suspicion to conduct the pat-down search.
Why? Number one, Officer Manny had authority to question Mr. Hamilton. He was responding to a lawfully given assignment by the PD. Number two, Mr. Hamilton, for all intents and purposes, was sleeping in a public park that is prohibited by the county general ordinances.
Cermelli also suggests police department command staff unfairly reviewed Manny's actions. Dontre Hamilton's family sat in the municipal courtroom during the hearing, and afterwards, Dontre's brother Nathaniel said he isn't worried about the defense casting doubt on the investigation.
We expect them to try to sway the opinions of the commissioners, but they have a lot of swaying to do because the people, including myself, have spent 8 months or so giving them the truth.
Security is tight in the facility, which is also the police administration building. Officers are everywhere. Only about 50 members of the public can be in the courtroom. 100 more people, largely Hamilton supporters, watched on closed circuit television down the hall. Brian Verdeen said he's on hand because he's worried about how the police treat his 5 biracial sons.
In fact, one of my sons is a standing joke because he gets stopped on Center Street while walking while black. So anytime one of our citizens gets killed at the hands of the police who are supposed to protect and serve, it's a big concern to me.
Angela Walker says she came to watch the proceedings as part of a wake-up call on the need for community involvement.
Particularly here now in Wisconsin, with all of the things that have been coming at us out of Madison, I think that it's important for people to realize that we fell asleep.
3 fire and police commissioners reviewing the case have to decide if Manny broke department rules, and if so, whether the firing was appropriate. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.